T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Dr. Michael Osterholm is nice enough to join us frequently on this station and give us the latest on what it is we need to know as COVID moves through the country, the world, and now we bring in another variant and we bring in the Olympic Games. Dr. Osterholm, hope you had a great weekend in this nice weather.
Thank you. I did. Hope you did too.
I did. It was great to be outside and forget about life for a few minutes, you know, so you don't have to think about all these things. Here come the Olympics, and obviously they're going to watch this under a microscope, and we've got a case with the U.S., and we've got a couple other cases throughout the world. And I asked this question rhetorically earlier because I don't know the answer to it. If you're vaccinated and somebody else has it, do you need to be concerned, or is that similar to, okay, that person just blew out their knee and they won't be competing, but it has nothing to do with me?
Well, actually, it is a concern, and it's a concern for two reasons. First of all, if you are vaccinated and you're in the space where someone else who is infected has been, such as the same room, et cetera, there is a small but real chance that you still can become infected. The vaccine's not 100% effective. It's, you know, plus 90% effective, but not 100%. So there's that real possibility. But in addition, you very well need to be quarantined so that should you become infected yourself, in your earliest stages, you don't transmit the virus to others. And so one of the challenges with the Olympics is not only might I not be able to participate because I'm infected, but I may be actually, particularly if you're unvaccinated, in quarantine so that I don't transmit to someone else should I be infected. And so I think the Olympics are going to be really challenged, and you're seeing it happen. As you know, you and I have talked about this. We've been concerned about the Olympics all along. Right now, Tokyo is in an emergency status, all-time high reported number of cases coming out with this variant. And I think you're just beginning to see what's going to be a commonplace situation over the course of the next several weeks with the testing and with the number of people who become infected and are unable to participate.
From where you sit, is it critical to get the information as soon as possible as to who tested positive and whether or not they've been vaccinated? Is that's my first question when I see this.
Yeah, it is very important, and this has been one of the challenges. You know, none of us know, and I've been advising, as you know, this set of games, concerned that this was going to happen and expressing this to the IOC as well as the World Health Organization. And I still can't tell you, nor can anyone else, just what the percentage of athletes or their support team members are that are vaccinated. As you know, we have many thousands of media and others coming from around the world at a time when this variant is moving quickly. Right now in the United States, we have all 50 states are seeing increases in cases, some of the major increase in cases, and other states are going to see that in weeks ahead. So we are just a microcosm here of what's happening around the world. And so you could not probably have had a worse time to put the Olympics on in terms of what the impact of COVID will be.
Do you, if you get up during that day, though, if you're an Olympian or anybody else and you go get tested and you're okay, if they do a rapid testing on you, should you then be allowed to compete, or do you worry that you could be a carrier still?
No, actually, that point, that's where we're going to hopefully be able to provide the gateway for people to compete. The problem is with these rapid tests, they're not always that accurate. What I mean by that is it may only pick up the virus early on. A limited percentage of the time, 50, 60, 70%. And one of the challenges we know is that people can be infectious early in their illness. In fact, this is one of the hallmarks of what makes the Delta variant so important. Number one, you're infectious earlier in your infection status than you are with the other variants, meaning instead of 3 or 4 days when you might be infectious, you may be infectious as early as 2 to 3 days. In addition, we know that with the Delta variant, that the individual who's infected may have more than 1,000 times the level of virus in their throats and their respiratory tract than they are with the other Delta variants we've dealt with in the past. So that's why this is such a challenge with us, with this Delta strain. It is that much more infectious. And so I think at this point, you know, we're in an experiment right now, literally, with what's happening at the Olympics as to what it will do to the team members as well as other support staff.
If you have been vaccinated, you know, that's a certain, let's just say it's 65% of the U.S. has been vaccinated. I can't remember what the percentages are. And then they say, well, that leaves 35% vulnerable. What about those that had it and haven't been vaccinated because they had it and they've got the antibodies? Is that a big enough number to move that needle that we don't take into consideration?
No. In fact, let me just be really clear, because this is a number that should stick in everyone's mind. We right now have over 100 million, let me repeat that, 100 million people in the United States who have not either been vaccinated or have had infection themselves with some protection from that. I mean, if you look right here in Minnesota, you know, if you look at adults, basically, or you know, older adolescents, adults, 16 years of age and older, in Clearwater County, only 43% of the population has been vaccinated with even one dose. Todd County, 45, Pine, 46, Mille Lacs, 47, and Morrison, 47. We have a pocket right in central Minnesota right now that's just ripe for an outbreak to take off and big increase in case numbers. In some counties throughout the United States, less than 20% of the population has been vaccinated. We have over 1,000 counties like that. And so this is that under-vaccination information we keep putting out there and saying, this virus will find you if you're not vaccinated. You will know a COVID outcome of some kind. That's just how infectious this virus is right now. And, you know, you can't be any more straightforward than that. That's not scare tactics. That's just the facts. And I think that's what people are not understanding yet. So please get vaccinated. It not only can save your life, but you then become infectious, transmitting to others. If you want to protect your children today, and as we know, we don't have a vaccine yet for kids 12 years of age and younger, or younger than 12 years of age. And the best way to protect them is to have the adults around them or their older sibs around them vaccinated. And so I can't say it any more clearly than that. Please get vaccinated for your life or the life of others.
Appreciate it very much, Dr. Osterholm. And we'll talk again soon, but thank you so much.
Thanks a lot. Take care, Mike. Thanks. Thank you.
You bet. Dr. Michael Osterholm, nice enough to give us some clarity on some of that. It still gets confusing, doesn't it? And you're wondering, well, the first thing I want to know is, were those Olympians vaccinated or not? And if they were vaccinated, then how'd they get it, et cetera, et cetera. So the beat goes on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.